Hello and welcome to a special free preview card edition episode of the Vorthos cast. I'm Lorelei Weissel-Labrizzi.
I'm Brian Dawes.
And I'm Chris Delano.
And Wizards of the Coast has graciously sent us two, count them, two free preview cards from the upcoming set Outlaws at Thunder Junction. Outlaws of Thunder Junction? Of Thunder Junction. I think that's the correct preposition.
Outlaws something Thunder Junction. That's what we know.
Yeah, I guess we can family feud it in a future episode to figure out what the preposition actually is. But that's neither here nor there. We're here to talk about cards. Cards that people have never seen before.
I'm looking at them right now. I don't know what you mean. I have seen these cards.
Got them.
Well, that's great, Chris. If you've seen the cards, then you can start telling us about Betrayal at the Vault.
Okay, you know what? I will start us off. I will talk about Betrayal at the Vault, which is an instant for four green. So this is a 6-mana instant. That's a big ask. It says target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to each of two other target creatures. This is double crime. You're criming two things at once. Mm-hmm. This is also a story spotlight card because the spoiler alert, if you haven't read the main set story, they go to the vault and there's a betrayal.
So I do need to interject just for rules clarification. If you cast this card, it's committing one crime.
Boo, it should be two.
It is technically committing one crime, but you're doing it to two creatures.
Though technically this story moment isn't a crime because Kellen is betraying his father and Vraska, so.
And Vraska's betraying Oko too. There's a lot of betrayals going
every
which
way. They're all betraying each other. This is the trope. Anyway, read the flavor text.
Brian, do you want to read the flavor text?
The vault cracked open, and the unlikely alliance met the likeliest of ends, as greed, rage, and self-interest won out over any shred of loyalty.
That is very correct for what happened in the story, because the art that we have here has, like mentioned, Kellen, Vraska, and Oko facing off in front of the giant Fomori vault door. Kellen has his little sun fey magic blades. I want to call them sun blades, but that's not what they are. They're just fey magic. Blades. Oko has a knife drawn and has like a little force field of energy coming around him that is in his little color pie that he has. And then Vraska's got her whips and she looks like she's ready to do some damage here. This art is by Andreas Zafirados. Really cool art, very dynamic moment in the story. In the story at this point in time, we have Oko, who has left the rest of his crew behind with him and Vraska going to the vault. Kellen, who had just been captured, is now showing back up to confront his dad. And Vraska is about to betray both of them with the help of a very unlikely, unexpected companion who we didn't think was going to show up in the story. But that's a whole different card. So...
I mean, that card was technically previewed today, so.
Yeah, we can say. There's a fourth betrayer here, and that's Jace, who's been pretending to be Ashiok this entire time. Jace is not in this art, but you can imagine he's just off screen waiting for his moment to do a really dramatic reveal.
He's not really a fourth betrayer. He and Vraska are working together.
I am just getting well actually'd over and over and over again. What is this, Dropout? It's a good story moment. It's really good art. This card is gonna be a blowout. If you cast this in limited, you're gonna probably win. Like, if you have 6 mana and you're doing this at instant speed, you're going to kill a bunch of things. The creature is the one dealing the damage too. So if you use this with a Vraska, she can kill two creatures. She's got death touch. So. Now, Lorelei, why don't you tell us about, we have two preview cards. Betrayal of Vault is just one of them. Why don't you tell us about the other preview card that, this is your preview card. This is for you.
I sure did specifically request that we preview this card. So there's a little context first. I write creative text, so card names and flavor text for Magic the Gathering on a number of sets, including Outlaws of Thunder Junction, or Outlaws at Thunder, whatever the preposition is, Outlaws of Thunder Junction. We're just going to OTJ for the three-letter code. So I worked on the set, wrote up for the set. One of the enjoyable things about getting to write for Magic is getting to see things that will excite me and then get to keep them secret because I love keeping secrets. So something I've been sitting on until now is a card. The card that had me more excited to see it in the file than any other card on any other set I have worked on ever. And that was for one very specific reason. Of all the people in the world, I am, I think, pretty confidently one of the biggest fans of a creature type called Homerids. Now, Homerids are these, they're not, I was about to say anthropomorphic lobster folk, which some of them kind of are, but they're mostly just lobster people on Dominaria that rose out of the deep oceans and fight merfolk, and they're barbarians and bullies, and they're just mean. So Homerids have exclusively existed on Dominaria until now, with the opening of the Omen Paths between planes in the wake of the second Phyrexian invasion. Anyone who finds an Omen Path and survives the trip through can go somewhere else. And so I would like to introduce the world to Deep Muck Desperado, who costs 2 generic and a blue, and is a creature Homerid Mercenary at uncommon, and is a 2/4. So we have a 3-mana 2/4. Has the text, whenever you commit a crime, each opponent mills 3 cards. This ability triggers only once each turn. Anything, you know, we've mentioned crimes earlier in this episode, anything that targets something the opponent controls or the opponent themselves is a crime. So you lightning bolt a creature, you exile a targeted card in the graveyard, you bolt their face. These are all crimes. Homerids are kind of getting, playing in the crap space of milling a lot. This card also has flavor text, which is a quote from the Homerid, which I believe this is the first spoken text by a Homerid anywhere in Magic history. And it is, heard you've been horning in on my turf. How about I introduce you to some surf? This is a surf and turf joke. But also kind of a throwback to the Homerid ability to influence tides and flood areas to make greater living conditions for themselves, which is, this is the kind of the flavor of the milling. The art here is phenomenal. We have a giant blue Homerid wearing a cowboy hat. And so it's got its 2 big chele, which are its pincers, spread open, but it's got 4 smaller legs beneath that, each of them holding a different thunder weapon. This card references Deep Muck, which is a specific location on Thunder Junction. This is a proper noun. This is an area of, like, rivers and streams and ponds and lakes that are all very deep and host a variety of monsters in them. So this is kind of the, this is the deep, scary water version, of a biome, in the desert. This is our first Homerid printed since Homerid Explorer in Dominaria in 2018. Although Dominaria United did have 2 different cards that depicted Homerids. Seeing, working on the set and being like, I'm actually going to finally work on a set that has a Homerid in it, blew my mind. I'm so happy this card exists. I don't know who in Wizards of the Coast was like, yeah, you know, it'd be really funny in the desert set. We put a Homerid cowboy. It's phenomenal. I'm so happy with this card. I hope the goofiness, the legacy of Homerids, the way this ties into Homerid lore, And just like the cool badass vibes of Thunder Junction really come through. And honestly, this card should just get like all the love in the world from all the people everywhere. I hope this is the most popular card in the set. It's not going to happen, but I can dream. And I'm thrilled that we get to preview it. I love Humrud so much, and I'm so happy this card exists. So, world, Deepak Desperado, world.
It's got a little cape on.
Yeah. Cape
is really, really fancy. There's a belt buckle. it's such a good art. It's such a cute card. I love it. That's Betrayal of the Vault. Really cool story spotlight. Very dramatic, tense moment. Deepak Desperado. It's going to shank you from the shoreline.
Or shoot you.
Those
are thunder weapons. You just go blam, 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 blam. You and your homies. All four of you.
And then you'll get the pinch.
It's great.
Pinched. All right.
Anyway.
I think that's all we got to say.
We have to end this episode here, or I'll talk for another 3 hours about Humrud. Thank you again to Wizards of the Coast for the preview cards, and thank you folks out there for listening to another free preview episode of the Vorthos Cast.